Is it going? Okay. This is April the 14th, 2019. And the title of this is The Prophet's Corner Uncut is Reversing the Curse. In the garden at the fall of man, the curse was released on the earth. Curse there in the vines means devoted to destruction. Satan's MO is killing, stealing, and destroying. And we see that destruction in the earth today. Israel had a covenant. When they followed it, it reversed the curse and they could live in the blessing. Deuteronomy chapter 28. All right, let's start with 11. And the Lord shall make you have a surplus of prosperity through the fruit of your body, of your livestock, and of your ground, and the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord shall open to you his good treasury, the heavens, to give the rain of your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hands. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. The Lord shall make you the head and not the tail, and you shall be above only, you shall not be beneath. And then it goes on, the first of it talks about you'll be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed the fruit of your body, blessed be the ground, the fruit of your beast, the increase of your cattle, the young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading trough. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. And on it goes. So Israel had a blessing. They could choose curse or blessing. When Jesus came, he brought an invasion of blessing. Here's that word again, invasion of blessing on a cursed world. His mission. Luke 4 talks about the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, set the captives free. He brought heaven to earth. Before the fall, the earth was like heaven. There was no curse, only blessing. Blessing means speak well. Speak well. What would transform the earth from cursed to blessed? The narrative. It's kind of a continuation of the word I had earlier. The narrative. The mouth of evil men and sometimes righteous men has caused an invasion of the curse. Don't be part of that. You know, the Lord's been talked to us earlier about beginning to take our land by the words we speak. Okay, bless. Use your mouth to bless and not to curse. You have been redeemed. Redeem others. Watch your words, for they are full of power. No matter what you see, bless and not curse. Send the curse mobile in reverse. Let my blessing cover the earth once again. Why was the garden the way it was? There was no curse. Only blessing. I've told you to occupy till I come. When I come, I will finish the job the part of my church didn't finish doing. And I read you 1 Corinthians 15 on that. Conquer the earth with an invasion of blessings. I'm talking about the Lord just said, wherever you go, don't speak ugly. Don't say something snotty or something sarcastic. Bless. Bless. One time the Lord told you, don't curse the darkness, command the light to come. Same thing. Conquer the earth with an invasion of blessings. When I was here, this is what I did, Acts 10:38. He was filled with the Holy Ghost and with power and went about doing what? Good. And healing all that were oppressed of the devil. You will do greater things than I did. That's John 14. I will instruct you to speak to sickness and call the people well. I will instruct you to speak to the dead and they will arise. I will instruct you to speak to lack and see full supply. Discipline your mouth. Make it obey. Bitter and sweet won't operate together. That's James chapter 3. We'll read that because that's a pretty powerful chapter. Let's start with verse 1. Not many of you should become teachers. One time I said, Lord, as if I had a choice. You're saying not many of you should. I'm thinking, well, Lord, I didn't feel like I had a choice in it. Not many of you should become teachers, my brethren, for you know that we teachers will be judged by a higher standard with greater severity than other people. Thus, we assume the greater accountability and the more condemnation. For we all often stumble and fall and offend in many things. If anyone does not offend in speech, never says the wrong things. And I don't believe that means a wrong word. I think it means a non-working faith word, a word that's a curse word, literal curse word, or not literal. You know what I'm saying? But a word that blesses okay. He is a fully developed character and a perfect man, able to control his whole body and to curb his entire nature. If we set bits in the horses' mouths to make them obey us, we can turn their whole bodies about. Likewise, look at the ships. Though they are so great and are driven by rough winds, they are steered by a very small rudder, wherever the impulse of the helmsman determines. Even so, the tongue is a little member, and it can boast of great things. See how much wood or how great a forest a tiny spark can set ablaze. The tongue is a fire, a world of wickedness set among our members, contaminating and depraving the whole body and setting on fire the will of birth. Even Peter talks about if you want to live a good life, keep your mouth from evil and your lips from guile. In other words, speaking curse words instead of blessing words. Setting on fire the will of birth, the cycle of man's nature being itself ignited by hell, Gehenna. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea animal, can be tamed and has been tamed by human genius, but the human tongue can be tamed by no man. It has to be tamed by the Word of God. It is a restless, undisciplined, irreconcilable evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who remain in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come forth blessing and cursing. These things, my brethren, ought not to be so. Does a fountain send forth simultaneously from the same opening fresh water and bitter? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine figs? Neither can a salt spring furnish fresh water. So the Lord is telling us, He wants us to speak words of blessing. Okay, this is how I did it. This is how you will do it. When I come at the end, this is what I will be doing. Now, we talked about Revelation 19. When He comes, He's going to overthrow the Antichrist armies with the words of His mouth. Much glory coming. The blessing narrative will change everything. Glory so powerful, the curse cannot operate. Just imagine that. Practice this in your life, your home, at your job, wherever you go. Practice will make perfect. Get in a habit of not being just sarcastic all the time and just saying things you don't really mean. Silly. I have been waiting for my church to get their mouths in line with my word so I can trust them with my glory and my power. If we just loose lips sink ships, if we act that way, God will not be able to let His glory us be a part of it. A church that blesses and not curses. A church that knows what spirit they are of. A church that will preach and teach the gospel of the kingdom.